I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. A fever is usually caused by infections from viruses or bacteria. To talk about caring for a child who has a fever and when to seek medical care related to that child's fever is Dr. Ian Kane. He's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatric emergency physician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Kane, what are some of the most important things parents and caregivers need to know about managing fever in children?
So first of all, fever is really common, and I think a lot of parents are scared of it. But really, it's just the body's response to infection. And so really, it's a part of an adaptive response that's supposed to help us get over an infection. So it's really nothing to be afraid of.
Is there any special advice concerning fever when it comes to newborns or babies that are younger than 6 months of age?
Absolutely. Kids that are less than 2 months old are sort of a special case when it comes to fevers. And we don't recommend any fever medicine be given to those children. You really just need to call your pediatrician right away if that happens. Kids less than 2 months old are at increased risk for serious infections. So those kids really need to be evaluated in the hospital and have a series of tests done if they have a fever.
And what is considered a real fever for a child?
So it depends a little bit on how old the child is and how you measure the temperature. In infants and young children, we tend to assume a fever is anything greater than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. In older children, my definition of fever increases to about 101 degrees.
And how to take that temperature accurately for both the infants and the older kids?
In infants, the only way we really recommend to take a temperature is rectally. In older children, we recommend an axillary temperature, which is a temperature in the armpit, or an oral temperature. Now, they make some forehead monitors out there, and those are less reliable, so we don't recommend those.
And at what point do parents need to start treating that temperature? And then what kind of medicine is going to help?
That's one of the misconceptions out there. You don't always have to treat a fever. I like to tell parents, if the child is sleeping and they seem comfortable, but they feel warm or they have a temperature, you can let that child continue sleeping. In younger children, if they're fussy or you want to treat their fever, if they're less than 6 months old, really the only option is acetaminophen or Tylenol. Once they get to be 6 months and older, you can also use ibuprofen, also known as Motrin.
And what about the potential for dehydration?
So dehydration is a really big issue with children. And children who are less than a year old, the best way to keep them hydrated is to use things like formula, breast milk, Pedialyte. We don't recommend any water in that age group. As a child gets older, you can do things like Pedialyte or sports drinks or even half apple juice and half water. Popsicles are another good option at that age to help kids who otherwise don't want to drink much. If you're concerned your child's dehydrated, I would look for certain signs and symptoms like having dry lips, not going to the bathroom, or not having a wet diaper in 8 to 12 hours. And if you're concerned that your child may have these symptoms, the best thing is to call your pediatrician and discuss the symptoms they're having with them. And your pediatrician can either talk you through what to do at home or discuss when it's time to go to the emergency room.
In addition to making that child comfortable, what else should we concern ourselves with if a child has a fever?
The real important thing about fevers is what other symptoms is a child exhibiting. Things like having a hard time breathing or children that are vomiting or having diarrhea.
And all of those other symptoms that might come along with a fever, time to call the pediatrician?
Right. And that's sort of your best bet is to start with your pediatrician. As long as there's not an emergency going on, the pediatrician is a great source for advice and can sort of walk you through some things you can do at home to hopefully prevent you from needing to come to the hospital.
Dr. Kane, thanks for providing this information about fever in children.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.